from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
High school football in the state of Florida, I mean, if you follow it, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, from Pensacola all the way down to Key West and everywhere in between. And one of the websites that I don't know if you I'm sure that you visited quite a few times, Prep Road Zone Florida, definitely covers everything. And it's not, you know, you look at some of those others like Rivals and On Three and 247. I mean, they fringe cover their high school. They go to, big games, or they'll go see 4 and 5 stars, but they won't see the entire picture. But that's something that Prep Red Zone Florida does, and somebody who's really, really worked his butt off since joining it, and definitely during the summer, is Drew Johnson. And he's kind enough to join us. Thanks so much for taking the time. Appreciate you, brother. Thanks so much for spending a little bit of time on a Monday with us.
Yes, sir. How's it going, Larry, man? I appreciate that introduction, brother. You know, much respect for what you do. I think you pretty much laid out what our mission and goal is at Prep Red Zone, and that's to find the hidden gems, right? So I appreciate brother.
You've been around this summer. I know that the latest thing, you had the Polk 7-on-7 championships that were held, but you also spent some time at some of the other events that went on. You went to University of South Florida for their camp. Mm-hmm. Talk about some of the things. I mean, because when you go, you'll do some notable standouts. You'll talk a little bit about all the kids. And that's not just watching them on film. That's actually seeing them close up, have an opportunity, like at the Prep Red Zone camp that we've had a couple of them, and especially the one in Orlando where some really, really good football talent came out. Talk about what your summer's been about so far.
Yes, sir, Larry. You know, the great thing about Florida, man, you know this, Larry, covering this for years, right, it's 24-7. It's year-round. So, for me, you know, it started in January with the 7v7 ball, just kind of kicking things off following the high school season. You know, that kind of transitioned into spring ball. Did a little college camp visits there during that spring period. Some tours as well throughout the Polk County area to get my eyes on a few teams. And then I transitioned to the summer period. You know, we're in the summer period here. And heading into this fall period. So it's been an eventful off season this year. You know, I enjoy it. I really enjoy traveling, getting my eyes on, you know, kids out of state as well, to kind of compare them to Florida schools. There ain't nothing like Florida talent, guys, though, that's listening in. But yeah. It's been really great. Like you said, recently here we had a Polk County 7-on-7 event to get eyes on these schools before the season starts. But, man, I just want to talk about some of these kids I've been getting eyes on, Larry, if I want to jump right into it. And I think it starts with this gauntlet of 2026 quarterbacks. Man, if you've been following recruiting in the state of Florida, you know, this quarterback class is unprecedented, in my opinion, man. I don't think there's been this many stacked quarterbacks in one class. Right. And just two quarterbacks I want to talk about, man, is I'll start off with De'Aaron Coleman, man. This kid just recently committed to Miami, Miami University, or University of Miami. He's at Jones High School. He'll have full reins this year. If you guys have been paying attention, he kind of went back and forth with FSU walk-on last year, old Trevor Jackson. So they kind of shared reps last year, but he'll have full reins, and he has some talent around him. So I'm excited to see what he can do over at Jones High School. And another quarterback, Larry, I'll let you get it in, is Michael Clayton, man. This kid just transferred over to Seminole High School. He's kind of gelled in with his guys already. I've seen him compete all spring throughout the 7v7. They got a nice little program with their high school. So he looks the part at 6'4", 200 pounds, a lot of talent. Those are two quarterbacks I'm excited to see, Larry.
Yeah, no doubt. Drew Johnson joining us, Prep Red Zone Florida. You mentioned Darian Coleman. We had him on the show last week. Great kid, 2026, as you mentioned, headed to the University of Miami. But there's more to him. People don't realize he started out as a ninth grader at Fort Meade High School, then went as a tenth grader. He went to Plant City, and was commuting every single day from Plant City to Orlando. Every single day until his family recently moved there. And you've taken that drive many a times going to UCF and living in Polk County. So that's a lot of dedication. He's a great student. He's a really good kid. And I agree with Michael Clayton. Had an opportunity to watch him, too, last year at Edgewater. Moves up, to probably an offense is more suited for him as well. I know you had a chance to watch it. I know a lot of people in South Florida are kind of itching about that first game, Miami Central, Lakeland. Lakeland's a loaded deck. They didn't lose much. I think Coach Frazier did a great job. Talk about Lakeland and what the Miami Central people are going to be seeing.
Yeah, so if you're familiar with Lakeland High School, you already know Bill Castle Lamb, but, the OG's not there no more, but the foundation is laid, the bricks have been laid. They're always a stacked school, and I think they're looking to triple, man. I think they're going to go three-peat state championships. I don't think they've done that since Chris Rainey days when the Pouncey Twins, way back in the day when I was in middle school, man. So Lakeland's going to be a stacked school this year. Just talk about some of the kids they got, man. 2025, four-star DB Keon Young, great kid. I think he's one of the top DBs in the state right now, if not the country. He will be once people get more eyes on him. And let's talk about 2026 linebacker Malik Morris. This kid is a national talent, man. You can put this guy at running back, fullback, linebacker, quarterback. It doesn't matter. This kid does it all, Larry. It's great. He's a great attitude kid, talks really well, so he has a really bright future. And just the one thing, guys, for you South Florida people, man, one thing Lakeland does every year, and that's they load up. So they've got a bunch of transfers that came over. One I want to talk about is Auburndale transfer, three-star West Virginia commit, Sammy Etienne. Man, that kid really looks the part, really fluid in his transition, just a lockdown defensive back. So their defensive back group is going to be really well, and they always got talent on the offensive side.
No doubt. Probably a great matchup. Speaking with Drew Johnson, Prep Red Zone Florida does an awesome job throughout the entire state, does some really good features on kids. And also the great thing also that a lot of people don't do is the spotlights. And you kind of break down the kids. When we were doing the camp in Orlando, we had a lot of talent there. We had an opportunity to see some really, really good kids. But you take it a step further. You give a good little analysis on the player, what he has to work on, what he has brings to the table. Talk about that, because I think that's the most important part of any fan website.
Yeah, and I think you mentioned it earlier, Larry. Like, there's other sites, shout out to what they do. But, man, I think they really leave a window, or they really leave a basket open for guys like us, right, with these under-the-radar kids that are working their butts off, killing it academically, doing – everything right on the field, off the field, but they need some exposure, right? So my job is to do whatever I can to especially help my community, but just help all student athletes, try to make it to the next level so they can help their family, right? So they can try to get a scholarship, whether it's D2, whether it's triple A, whatever, right? Whatever level it's at, as long as you get to the next level and develop as a young man and can help your family and help your parents financially or whatever, mentally, that's so big to me, Larry. And I think that's the reason I took this route, man. I think that's the reason I took this route. I can affect kids' lives with my writing, and I think I got a gift of being able to connect with them, too. So I think why we're here. Look up to people like yourself, that laid that foundation as well, finding those under-the-radar kids that are working their butts off, like I said again. So that's what I think we're here for, Prep Red Zone, and sites I work for as well, so.
Good stuff. Do let everybody know how they can follow you. The website, obviously, is Prep Red Zone Florida. What about your social media where they could follow you, maybe check out on some of the other kids?
Yeah, man. Make sure you guys are checking out Prep Red Zone Florida. Like Larry said, he's working his butt off every day. He's covering multiple high schools every day, giving out spotlights to a plethora of kids in high school. So you guys can follow me at Real News 102. That's on Twitter and Instagram. Make sure you guys are just, you know, following along on the content, man. We're here to help you guys, for the parents, the administrators, the players. We're here to help. So make sure you guys are tuning in, and we'll do likewise.
Good job. Drew, I can't thank you enough, brother. I appreciate you, man, and we'll talk soon.
Yeah, much respect, Larry, man. We'll talk soon, brother.
Good stuff. Drew Johnson, I'll tell you what, you go to PrepRedZoneFlorida.com or PrepRedZone.com and slash Florida. You're going to see the work that he does as well. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, you know, they treat athletes of all levels, whether it's elite pros, active adults, even youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we wrap things up. Jeff Fisher from High School Football America will talk about his preseason rankings next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.